ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to ruin yet another relationship
okay.
with great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have a lovely couple today, although they've been arguing, unfortunately. That's why they're here. They are moving in together.
Yay!
Maybe.
Oh, there's a problem with the move-in?
Yeah.
Retro.
She won the toss, so she goes first. Hannah?
Yay.
Congratulations. Like, what's the...
Question mark?
Yeah, why is a move-in causing great mate debate?
So it's gotten kind of complicated, but my boyfriend Jacob and I, we've been dating for like a year, and so we decided to move in together, and he was going to move into my place, which he still is, but I just found out that he got a storage place and put all of his like furniture, like his bed and other things in there, and it just feels like, why would he do that if he wants to move in with me and he wants to like be with me?
Were those things supposed to come to your place? Oh, what?
You think him having a storage unit is a backup plan?
Yeah, it's like he's halfway in and halfway out, and I just think he needs to be all in or all out.
I don't normally jump this fast, but let's just get him involved right away, Jacob.
Yay.
So you've clearly had this argument a few times with her. Why don't you catch us up? How is she seeing this wrong? Are you half in or are you?
I'm all in. I don't really, the whole argument about I have to get rid of all my stuff, like sell it off or whatever, and come in with no physical objects other than like a couple suitcases. I mean, I could make the same argument for her. Why don't you get rid of all your stuff, honey, and I'll bring my stuff in. Ultimately, it's better stuff. Like, I have a better couch, a better bed than you.
Oh.
Like,
whoa. Then why aren't... Look, I don't want to debate. We can debate that. But I bet you her stuff...
fits the space better.
Exactly. My stuff fits the place. It's already put together. Why would we move my stuff out and your stuff in? That just doesn't make any sense.
Hannah, can I ask you a question? And I'm not trying to be mean. If that were the case, if Jacob's things were going to be moved into the home, would you sell your stuff or would you want a storage unit for it?
Well, if that was the case, then I would sell it because I wouldn't need it anymore. But that's not the case because my stuff fits in my place.
And you guys are, you are in agreement. You were in agreement, at least, that if we're moving in together, we're moving into your place. Right? Jacob, do you agree?
I mean, it could just as easily be my place.
Okay. But see, it seems to me like you're changing the rules of engagement right now. Like,
yeah. You got to move into her place.
Yeah.
Because her place is, I'm assuming, cleaner.
We're making
nicer.
We're making a whole lot of presumptions.
You ever been to a dude's place before?
Right.
The location's better, everything. We already decided this. Why are we backtracking now? See? It just seems like you're looking for reasons.
Maybe stay separate. Have either of you lived with partners before?
We have.
No.
Oh.
So he has, she hasn't is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's just so tricky because I'm like, clearly you're not seeing eye to eye, but I get where, you're all going to be shocked, I get where Hannah's coming from. Like, my fiance and I did the like move-in thing and it was very simple. We were moving into my place, but he did not get rid of stuff.
He didn't?
He either put it in the basement, aka a storage unit, or we used it. And also, we didn't just go copy paste this is my place with him in it. It had to become
your
but I get why she's like, it feels, especially with him now backtracking on where they're gonna live, it feels like he's a little hesitant to just commit.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call or text, pick a side. I am a firm believer, but I'm not so much in this. I think if you have a backup plan,
you'll always go to it.
You'll back up. Like,
totally.
Like when I was in a band, other guys in the band had safety nets, and then they weren't committed. Like you have
they had
to
like other money, they had other income.
Yes, and okay. We have to go, and it's like, yeah, but I'm also like, I have a job over here that makes me tons. It's like,
right.
If you don't have a safety net, like if you're walking a tightrope and there's a safety net, it's a different walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's like, he knows that at any point, his stuff is right over there. But I also, in this particular example, it seems unreasonable to go, come in here. And if this doesn't work out, you're at zero.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Also, let's not compare a loving, beautiful relationship to a tightrope.
I'm sorry. Do you have another thing to compare it to? Because isn't it a bit of a tightrope? Like, if you're committed to each other, there are going to be times
where
it is a fall to your death or make it work.
Right. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, if when we hired Erica, if she was like, I'm so excited. Not moving just yet. Mm. We'll see how it works. And we're like, well,
no, the show is here.
Yeah, right. It's here. And you're kind of either all in or all. And if that we would be feeling uneasy if she was going, well, I'd like to just see how it goes. Right. You know,
I'll fly in every Tuesday and be here for 3 days. No. And yeah.
Is that how you're feeling, Hannah? Like, I don't know what to do because I don't think you're wrong.
Hannah's not wrong.
But she's not right
he's
either.
He's giving.
But I'm not sure.
You wouldn't get like. You didn't force your fiance to get rid of his stuff. Like, she's...
Well, but is his stuff ugly?
I don't think he's actually that attached to his things. He just needs to jump the bullet and get rid of it and connect.
I really don't see how me wanting to hold on to some perfectly useful, high-quality general furniture... Because like,
they're not
hey,
that high
say,
quality.
I was so saying, hold on, Hannah. Well, and
look, this okay. Can I get to my point? My point is like we could easily argue that like let's say things are going really well and we move into a bigger place together, or like I don't know, buy a house one day, and like wouldn't it be nice to have that furniture to move it in there as well?
Okay, so or is it just then, like
I make so much money that we can just burn it on and on? Like, come on.
He's got a point. We did that.
But you'll make money on the furniture.
So then, we're just test. Mm. It's just a giant test. I don't want to feel like
you
that,
think this
so.
Is a test.
No, it's not. This, you're looking for an excuse for it to make it like I don't.
Hannah, so you have not lived with a significant other. Jacob has. Jacob, is this the furniture you had with your significant other?
It is not. Okay. I had to buy all new furniture.
Oh.
Oh, you're coming from a place of wound. I get
that
it.
Changes things.
You guys, I just need to clarify, Hannah, what do you think the test is? Like, he's moving in to see if you're the one? Like, that, because when you said the word test, I'm like, it is a test, but you're
it's
testing.
It's always a test. Yes.
No, but she's the one testing.
What do you mean?
She's saying, do you love me? Then get rid of your stuff. That's the test.
Yeah, but
to pass the test, you have to get rid of everything.
She's
you have to go
right.
all in. Like, that's...
It should be a given.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
I shouldn't have to say that. It should be a given. I'm not budging.
Whoa!
You're either in or you're out.
Rules of okay, look. That's,
you're not budging,
Hannah.
At all? No compromise at all? What's the couch like? Could we move the couch in?
I don't.
It's a dude couch. You don't.
I know. It's totally like a gross leather. Yeah.
We're doing such stereotypical things, but like, just I've never seen guys' furniture that survives the move. It just doesn't. Because it's like, if we move into a house, that futon will come in handy. No, it won't. It's you're nasty.
In my fiance's office as we speak.
For now.
Yeah, for now. You're right.
Hannah, Jacob, don't move. We're going to get a jury for you. Hang on. She's not... You think she's not wrong, but I also think she's not right.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't love that she literally just said, like, you're either in or you're out. Like, that feels
a line
a little,
in the sand is so healthy for relationships.
Right. It feels a little unfair. It's giving ultimatum. I mean, it is an ultimatum, but...
I'm just anti-storage unit in general because I think as a recovering hoarder, if you, it's like you said, if you have the storage unit, you go, oh, just put it in storage, and that thing's full.
Or just make a decision.
And you don't even know exactly, and you're not actually making a decision. So I think it might be better for him to just make a decision.
All right, cool. Pick a side. Does he have to get rid of his stuff when they move in together to prove he's all in, or can he keep it for a while? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are in the middle of a Great Mate Debate that I don't know if anybody else feels the way I feel. This isn't going well.
No.
Yeah, not for us, not for either of them.
Hannah and Jacob are about to move in together.
Hopefully.
They're very accurately said.
Yeah.
They're moving into her place. So it's like, well, my furniture's already here. So just get rid of yours. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to put it in a storage place.
Right.
And she's like, that feels like you're not committing. Which I totally get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it also does. Yeah.
It's just. Yeah. It also feels really unfair. But it's like.
Because they're not engaged, they're not married, they are just dating, which I think I agree with moving in with someone before you get engaged, but there is that level of what if we break up,
and he's already gone through this once. So right. Hannah, Jacob, feel free to jump in with anybody, whether they're on your side or opposed, and we're going to start with Heather.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I understand both points. I'm leaning more toward Jacob's, to be honest. My husband and I mean, we moved in before we got married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we, when we moved in, my husband, when we moved in together, my husband's stuff, a lot of it went into storage. Now, that came in handy later on when we got a house. So then we had more stuff to fill out the house. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea.
But does it ring like lack of commitment? Do you see any of her side where it's like,
right,
like this, it is the safety net. It's like, I want to be with you forever, but just in case.
Yeah. Let me have my getaway
unit.
I think there's a lot more, I guess, than just the furniture, maybe. Because yeah. It's just the items. I mean, I didn't care that my husband was keeping all of his other, like, his bigger items. Like, he had some couches that got put in storage. I personally didn't care. Yes. We moved in together, and it really, that wasn't an issue for us.
It does feel like, but it just seems like you're more understanding than.
Well, I'm trying to think of my wife. She's very into like interior design, mm-hmm. and if when we move into a house, she isn't going, oh great, we can bring all your old stuff to fill it. She's going, no, I want to pick out new stuff for us and have it all be cohesive.
Yeah.
And that would feel like I'm taking another thing away from her. Of like,
right,
now
you don't
want to
go into the storage unit time machine and find 10-year-old guy-picked stuff for your brand new build. Right. Thank you for the call. Ophelia?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I kind of have my own side at this point. So I think that we could probably move some of his stuff into her house, and she can move some of her stuff out. And then they, whatever they want to keep, if they do get a bigger house, they can put it in the storage unit.
I mean, I like it. I just...
That's not really where she stands.
To me, it doesn't... It feels like it's less about the furniture. It's more about...
There's a deeper issue.
Yeah, you're either in or you're out in your world, Hannah. Is that really how you feel?
Yeah, I think so. It's either in or out, because right now it just feels like a big lack of commitment.
Hannah, do you trust him? It kind of sounds like you just don't trust him.
I do trust him. I just don't think that it doesn't feel good and have basically like their safety net and one foot in and one foot out.
like, if
but what if it's a safety net for you guys together in the future?
Yeah. Well, then we're starting over. Like, we will get new things, you know? Like,
no, it sounds like you're going to keep your things.
Yeah.
We're not living in the past. So I just think it shouldn't be an issue for him to get rid of his stuff that I don't necessarily even like anyway.
Oh, boy. Brenda?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Jacob's side, and I think he should run because this is going to be your place, not Hannah's place, and just insert Jacob. So it's not fair to ask him to just get rid of all of his stuff. It should be moving some stuff out, moving some stuff in, and making it your place together.
You know, it's so tough, though, because girls have such better taste.
Yes. There's nothing from what my dorm room. I'm gonna bring in my beer poster.
Not everyone met when they were as young as you. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I agree.
What do you have?
But this is such a trope. But it's more like he doesn't want to get rid of it though.
Maybe he's not ready to be in a long term serious relationship.
This doesn't mean two things can be true. Your crap can be nicer, but I don't have to get rid of my stuff to prove that I'm ready to be in a relationship. That doesn't prove anything. It just proves that if this doesn't work, I'm at zero. And guess what you have? Everything you had before. I have nothing. Because here's the other thing. If he sells all this stuff, does he keep the money or do they put it in the pot? They put it in the pot probably, right?
But then if he gets a storage unit, does he pay for it solo or does she have to pay for part of it?
Of course I pay for it solo. It's my stuff.
Oh, okay.
See, but that's...
Who won? Because we have to be done. Yeah. What do the texts look like?
The texts are very all over the place, but a lot of people are saying if she's willing to give an ultimatum about this, what else is she going to give an ultimatum about? And I never want to go against a girl. But I get what they're saying.
Jacob.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keep your stuff.
And maybe get out of the relationship.
In fact, I would probably keep your apartment.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
You know how you can sleep next to somebody for years and years, and then you wake up one day and you look over at them, and it's like you've never met them before.
What did your perfect, wonderful, loving wife do?
I just want to stop.
Don't
you.
Don't take her side.
I just want to stop you. We've told you 1,000 times, dude. You are way out of your league with this one. And anything she may do that is wrong is acceptable to someone like you. Trust me.
No, she's crossed.
Yes, it is.
She's crossed the line, I think. I found out something about her past.
Oh. Oh, no.
So, hold on. I think I have it here.
There we go. Thank you. We were trying to hype my son up about school lunch. Something to get excited about, you know. And we're telling him he's excited about the chocolate milk. He gets to have chocolate milk. Ooh. And my wife disclosed, she grew up in Pennsylvania, and they, at their school lunch, had bagged milk, which I've heard
that
of
even
that.
Mean?
What? I've heard of it and seen videos in the grocery store, but it's normally like in the UK.
Is it like the Joe Camel of like trying to get your kids to grow up and slap the bag?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I agree. I thought it came in like big bags.
Yeah, I've never seen like personal size.
At the cafeteria at the school, little tiny bags. And to clarify, my wife is not 100. In fact, right. She's younger than I am.
Wait, I'm looking at it now. Did she go, hiya,
yes,
and stick up with the straw on it?
Yes.
So see? It's like the predecessor to a Capri Sun, sort of?
Except it's laying down. It's like a lazy Capri Sun. It's just.
It's like, imagine a sandwich in a Ziploc bag on
full
the
of
table,
milk.
And yeah. then... You stick a straw in it.
And you have to make the noise.
Once again, we're reminded why Erica got the job here. It came down to a sound effects competition.
And absolutely nothing else.
Yes, it was that.
So you've never heard of the bagged milk?
Have you? But I'm from Longmont, Colorado. If there's bagged milk, it would be there. And I feel like you're making this up. You're pumping.
No, I'm looking at pictures. I feel disturbed.
Me too.
I feel wronged.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
It gets worse because then my son is excited not only about the milk. He's like, okay, well, I'm glad I get to drink out of a carton instead of a bag, like right. a heathen or something. Then he goes, I'm really excited about the chocolate milk. And my wife says, oh, I never got the chocolate. I got the regular milk.
So she was given. She was given a choice.
Given a choice.
And
it's like I don't know her anymore.
Who did I marry?
We should get you on that show.
I stand corrected.
You do.
I am on your side on this. That is one of the most psychotic behaviors any human being, short of someone who has a severe allergy to chocolate.
Thank you.
You give them a choice between plain something and chocolate something.
It depends.
Shut.
What about filthy whore mouth. Ice cream? I'm going vanilla.
What?
Cake? What are you talking about?
Cake? I'm going vanilla over chocolate any day.
But milk isn't vanilla.
Milk is gross. I'm not picking milk. I would rather be dehydrated. Right.
That is actually a point. Vanilla is a flavor. Milk is a thing.
You're right.
Yeah. If you all were presented with two options of milk today, though, would you still pick chocolate?
Yes. Yes.
I think I'd kick both and say,
yeah.
No, here's a really weird thing. I just had this dream that like we had a dinner party.
And we had to drink milk?
I just remember because you said it. I remember whose house we were at, but somebody made pork chops. And like, which one of you would make pork chops?
Not me.
We make pork chops, yeah.
And then you served it to me, and it was with a giant glass of milk. And then I was like, I like downed it. And I was like, I haven't drank milk in so long, and I downed the whole thing. But it wasn't chocolate.
It was just plain milk
with my pork chop. But I needed it because the pork chop was so salty.
Oh my God.
So what we're learning is... He acts bad at making pork chops.
I don't know what we're learning.
She disclosed this in front of my son. She's like, well, I just got the regular milk and I have to hide my disgust. And like, we'll talk about this later. I'm like, not in front of the children, honey. Like, we can't. What are you talking about? I remember the kid. There was one kid growing up in my school who was lactose intolerant. So he got to every day open the special cooler and get out an orange juice. And he was like the king of the cafeteria.
How would he be the king?
Because he's the only one who could get the orange juice. Yeah.
Orange juice over... I would
pick orange juice over milk, for sure. I don't remember...
chocolate milk?
I don't remember having milk in elementary school at all, because I've always been disgusted by it. That's why I've done dry cereal my whole life.
Oh, that's a whole... You know, and now that's reaching the level of alarm that choosing milk
I sit next to Erin every day. Yeah. And now it's like I don't even know her.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This comes up every once in a while, and I don't know if it's come up really with Erica. I want to transform myself a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to be positive.
No, not that. Physically. Oh. There's something I've wanted to be. This is a vulnerable moment, so before you take your weird little eye thing that you're doing, because you're already doing the thing. I have adopted some of T-Hack's shoe game. I'll never be him. I'll never be able to be him. Also, I'll just never...
And don't.
Yeah, right.
It's like you what you say about wine. Like, once you get in, don't...
It's
don't,
the worst.
You can't go back, and now...
Yes.
Yeah,
just because then you're like, oh my God, I can't... Like, I look at a regular pair of shoes that I would have liked, I'm like, but that's not a Jordan. It looks just like a Jordan, but it's not. It's just a regular dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like, I can't have a dunk. I gotta have a Jordan 1.
Oh, you're in.
I'm kind of in.
You're and I don't want to be
get
in.
Out. You're destroyed already.
Kind of, but I was able to buy the regular dunk.
Okay.
I was able to do it. But I've only worn it once.
Because you're embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to wear it around him. I'll probably wear it to Mo.
what?
To Mo. You know,
just like Mo the lawn. Grass. I was thinking like Mo, your friend Mo. I was like, what?
Ever since I was a kid, there's a certain type of person that I looked up to.
A rock star.
No, for sure that.
Okay.
Some of them fit into this.
The first name that came into my head was Bing Crosby.
Arian,
how
what?
Old so do you think I am?
I don't know.
You complete?
And also, is it Christmas? Like, okay.
No, Crosby was born in 1903. So just a hair before.
Yeah. Some of my earliest idols were Socrates, Jesus. What are you doing? You're excused. You can leave the room.
How come to mind?
No, that's not
like,
nice.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Slacker's big idol. Bing Crosby.
Now I don't feel like I can be vulnerable with you.
I'm sorry.
I read a story today.
Going.
Okay, I read a story today that said, it's a season and I've always wanted to get on this season, but I'm afraid to do it.
Well, it's not Short King Spring.
Just be nice, okay?
This man is bearing his heart to us.
And it's not Bing Crosby Christmas.
This is going to get weird because this could work for Bing Crosby, I think. It's the worst thing. I've always... Oh, God. I can't look at any of you when I say it because I don't want to see your initial reaction. I've always wanted to be a scarf guy.
Don't do it. I was a scarf girl in middle school and I was such a loser.
For real? Because it's scarf season
and
I saw things.
And Uggs.
But there's
That's
something.
That's different though. I'm picturing like New York street style. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
But yeah, it's hard to pull off in Colorado without looking like you're from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm from here. I'm one of you. I'm like.
Or a little Joe Jonas scarf action?
Kind of.
Yeah. No, not that.
Why not that? What? That's what I was thinking.
I was kind of making fun of the idea.
Well, because he's got a leather coat on with the sleeves pushed up. Because why not wear a coat and shove the... Like,
I've had a scarf phase.
Did you get a scarf phase?
I've had like an everything phase. I had a fedora phase. Not really a fedora.
You had a...
More like the flat hat. You know, more like the Pharrell. Yeah, more like the Pharrell hat. When those were big.
Hey.
Interesting. Very
Mumford
& Sons.
I want you to know that I went through that too. I didn't. I've always wanted to be a fedora guy.
But you didn't.
There's something about, have you ever looked at a picture of people getting on a plane when my idol Bing Crosby was riding planes? Uh-huh. People wore scarves, ties,
yes.
Vests, jackets over the vests, and a fedora.
Yeah.
Women had their Easter bonnets. I mean, it was like.
Very classy.
A thing. I want to be that.
That like a better...
Kind of.
Okay, so...
But it's just when it's bunched up around you, it just seems like you're going to be the difficult order at Starbucks.
And you want to be like that?
I don't know. I just always looked up to them. Like, Tiak, when he first started working here, he was a glasses guy. And it was a thing.
Because
he got LASIK
surgery.
He got LASIK surgery. It changed his life. Because he was never able to wear sunglasses before.
Oh my gosh.
You're exactly.
And now
he's got those funky little sunglasses.
And you know how he like babies those sunglasses. Cause it's like, I remember buying my first pair of sunglasses after LASIK. Cause you're just like, I could walk into 7-Eleven, just buy cheap ones, or I could walk into Sunglass Hut and spend $300. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't need a prescription.
Yeah.
I can walk out right now.
Woo-hoo!
It's right. But I want to. Like, I want to wear a fedora and I want to wear a scarf. And
let's
I want
start
you guys
with just
it.
A scarf, no fedora.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got him on the scarf by mentioning fedora. How can we get him on fedora?
Also, are we talking about fedora or are we talking about cool hat?
Isn't a fedora cool hat?
Flat brim.
Why has it got to be flat?
A fedora, man?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, a fedora just makes me think of like a little frog being like, I'm going to die.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 1059.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
I feel like the show has been going very well. I feel like we've been clicking.
Not according to the text. They hate it.
They've gotten a lot better. And commenters, they've said like, I gave Erica a chance. I waited patiently and I like her now.
Yay. I waited patiently, real patient.
We told you would.
There are still some haters, though.
There are, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we all have our haters,
for sure.
You can still. That's
people hate me no matter what.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, don't let up on that.
Give the numbers, yeah.
303-222-5423.
That's perfect. All right, so
we don't want all the texts to go away.
Yeah.
But one thing I think we've been missing lately is a little controversy.
Oh my God, yes!
Dude, do you have the theme? I gave you the theme, and if it's not in the system, we can't play it.
Is that the final theme?
Well, probably!
Put the station on hold.
Okay.
I have to find. You want me to upload it quick?
I don't know! You have to upload it!
On hold!
Oh my God!
No, I don't know. Okay. Next time. I didn't know it was the final version.
I didn't even know there was a theme.
Yes, I.
Man.
You sent me like 8 of them, too.
No, but there was one.
I didn't know which was which.
Wow. I am lit up right now.
So we're doing controversial rankings. But
are you about to play it from your phone?
I don't know.
What was the last one? Was it bread?
The last one was bread.
It was bread.
And bread was truly the most controversial ranking. Here we go.
I think people are still talking about it.
I mean, will it work from the phone?
Wow. I love it.
I love it too. I can't. I'm beaming. I'm beaming. Okay. We'll get it in the system.
Okay.
We'll get research team. This is, I decided last one was bread.
Why are we on hold?
I need a
That's
word
so
with
so chaotic.
I need a word with T-Hack. Why didn't you put it in?
I didn't know it was.
It's fine. Anyway. Okay. All right, we're back. What is it going
to
be?
Last time it was bread, I decided to go back to my bread and butter. No pun intended. I decided to go back to animals.
Okay.
I've done bears. We've done tigers. Thank you.
How many tigers are there?
Surprisingly a lot.
Okay. I forget. Who was number one on the tiger list?
Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbs. Tigger was number two. Should have been number one. An upset there.
You had a real thing there. Tony the Tiger should have been pretty close.
I think he was three, if I remember.
He might have been up there.
He's up there, yeah.
Well, we're running out of tigers pretty fast, right?
Okay, well, let's maybe just
I bet this one's going to be monkeys.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, we've done all the...
This is a little more niche than that.
Oh, boy.
This is the controversial, unexpected animal rankings. Now, what I mean by these are the animals that if you see one, you tell someone about it.
It's exciting.
You're like, that was the highlight of my day. I saw a blank, and you're definitely going to tell someone. Because it's not that they're rare. Not that they're rare. But they are unexpected.
I'm going to bet armadillo is on this list.
Okay. But a moose is on the list.
Here's my thing.
What?
The amount that Erica is a fangirl for this thing.
No. This made my whole workday worth it.
She gives me the motivation to keep these going.
She does. I love your love of this.
Thank you.
But this whole thing drives me nuts. Because more often than not, you don't have an actual set of rules because you're like portable meat, and then it's like tuna in a bag or whatever.
Our boss was eating tuna in a pouch today with quinoa,
which gives me even
probably
more
walking
reason.
Down the hallway.
Yeah,
he was
portable.
Okay, and then also you off the air have admitted in your bread list that you forgot biscuits.
Yeah.
I did forget biscuits.
Hey, that was kind of a behind the scenes moment that you should never be able to.
We're out in the truth here. This show's about the
truth. Forgot biscuits. I love biscuits. They should have been
on. The truth don't lie.
We'll do a revised bread ranking later.
No, it's too late. Unexpected animals.
Unexpected animals.
This is taking long enough.
Okay. Yeah.
I want everyone to know that we have absolutely no choice but to break the list into two.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's have.
Do you have any guesses for something that's going to be on there? I said armadillo. She said moose.
I think it's, you know, can I ask a qualifier? Because kangaroo was the first thing that came to my mind. Mm-hmm. It's like you're just not going
to
see.
Well,
like,
and he did say it doesn't necessarily have to be rare.
But if like I saw a kangaroo, I'd be like, oh my God, you guys. Because it's happened
but
in America recently.
Not in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I think so. Because people definitely.
Wasn't there a kangaroo
that's
on
a
the
rare
loose?
One.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a rare on the loo.
Boys?
Okay.
Number 10, the unexpected animal rankings, the skunk. In fact, I've never seen one in real life. I'm not even sure they're real.
You haven't?
No, I think
you've not even seen a dead one?
No. I've never seen
the dead ones I see a lot.
You've probably seen a dead one and thought it was something else.
You thought it was
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Pepe.
Have you guys been like sprayed by one ever?
I've never been sprayed. No.
No, but I've smelt it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
No, you smelt it.
I didn't dealt it.
That was like such a fear growing up because you have to take the tomato sauce or whatever, tomato juice bath, and you always heard about the kid who did. But
Mojo
then
got sprayed.
Who we did?
Yeah. Way back in the day, yeah.
Does he do the tomato?
Yeah, you do all that stuff, and the tomato sauce is a joke. Just ruins like 8 cans of V8. It's horrifying. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, skunk.
Yeah, you would tell someone if you were like, I saw a skunk popped out on the...
And you keep selling it because this is the worst one you've done.
Okay, it's not.
Unexpected
nine.
Animals controversial ranking list.
9 is the frog.
Ribbit.
Thank you. Not rare, but when you see one, you're like, oh my God, a frog.
Yeah.
Look. You tell someone, look, it's right there. But there's like, there are frogs everywhere, but you never see them.
What is the name of that dispensary at like Parker and Arepo? Is that your dispensary? Because shout out to you guys for whatever you're selling this boy. This is the, like, how high were you when you came up with
this? Is good.
Surprising.
I love this.
Okay.
It's keep going.
It's frog. Like,
okay.
Number eight. My God, a frog. You know what?
You would say that.
I see frogs a lot.
Well, not everyone's as rich as you. I don't know. You live with like a big pond somewhere.
I don't.
Yeah, you made a frog over there.
Okay.
Number eight, the raccoon.
I feel like they're very unexpected.
Do you really? When's the last time you saw one?
The other night, coming home from girls' night, raccoons running across the street, and I almost hit them.
Okay, maybe I just need to get out more.
Probably.
So you would, if you saw one,
yeah, especially
there'd be a group text. You'd be like, "You guys, I just saw a trash."
Especially if they were trying to get into my
trash panda.
If they're trying to get into the garbage can, definitely. You'd be like,
we'd
talk about it on the air.
My parents had them living in their boat.
What?
My parents have a little tiny fishing boat with a cover.
That's cute.
No, it's not awesome. Because then they come into the house through the attic and they just tear crap up. Okay. It's terrible.
Mm.
Yeah. But I will say this, the babies.
They're so cute.
I mean,
you've seen the babies?
Yes, they're rabid, horrifying little animals. They're exactly like a rat. They just got a better wardrobe. They're foragers. They're gross. They tear crap up. They pee and poop on everything. But because they look like they have a little bandit mask on, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why possum could have been on the list. They're kind of similar.
I don't know that
possum's
I would know.
Possum's not on the list?
But do you even know if you saw a possum, would you go, that's a possum?
Yeah, imagine it was hanging upside down from its tail.
Oh, dude, sloth is going to be on the list.
Mm. Mm, but has anyone ever seen a sloth?
But you're trying to say that about all these things.
Okay. No, but you, okay. All
right. I'm just saying this, if anybody's listening, he's only three into this.
Number seven, the unexpected animal ranking, the bat.
Mm.
The bat. You go in the attic, see a bat.
Oh.
You know they live outside too, right?
Do they? No, because I don't see them anywhere.
You got to go to Austin.
Yeah, or if you go up to like lake towns and it's quiet, you can see them flying around at night.
Bro, I think we got to do a day of bat stories. There was a time I was driving to the bank because I managed a store and I was taking the deposit, and I pulled up to the deposit, to the thing. Mm-hmm. There's cars behind me, cars in front of me. Bat stuck on my rear view mirror.
No.
And I'm just like,
I can't get out now.
I can't get out. I can't, and I can't go forward. I can't go back. I can't do anything. I'm stuck in my car with a bat, like, just hanging. Wow. And I had long hair. So I'm like, if that thing gets in and gets in my hair,
we're done. Yeah.
And here you are telling us about it after the fact. Interesting.
Okay. He really proved his point.
I've seen one bat in my life. We were helping in high school. There was like an old woman that we would help clean out her house, and she had a bat. And
okay.
It, like,
well, then what happened? What happened right after that?
My buddy jumped off the ladder.
What happened after that? I guess your list is not true. You didn't tell anybody, did you?
Okay.
You're so annoying.
Number six, unexpected. You're definitely telling someone when you see a cardinal, a red cardinal.
Erica. I need you to understand that I've been right about these lists the whole time.
You're starting to see how dumb this is. The problem is.
A red one.
Who's ever seen a cardinal?
Other than the Pope hat ones, no. Those are cardinals.
You've never seen
guys
card?
With the Pope hat?
Oh, no. Or like, you know, an Arizona cardinal. Like, yes. Go long.
Yeah.
You know, throw the football.
Yeah.
You've never seen a cardinal?
No.
I don't know. Maybe we're not all as fortunate as you.
Because it's got the red on it? Maybe we're not as rich as you.
Yeah.
Frog guy.
Mr. Okay. Pond.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, despite what our bosses and the company who rates us want, we're going to get the other five unexpected animals.
Unexpected animal rankings, yeah. Let's lock that studio door. We don't want management coming in.
The rest of the list is next.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Oh, hey. You're still here? If I could have left, if my name wasn't on the show, I would not be here for this break.
I hate how much I've thought about it. Originally, I said moose, but I want to change my answer.
Oh, what's your answer?
Well, it's a controversial ranking, and it's one of the least liked features on our show. Text into 303.
Would disagree.
You know you're coming around to my side because of cardinal.
I think the cardinal was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Much like other things we do, we'll give you a voice on this. If you hate it, this will be the last one. But if you love it,
these,
if we get enough love, 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. It's controversial rankings of...
the unexpected animal rankings. So these are the animals that they're not necessarily rare, but if you do see one, you'll tell someone. It's like, that was a big part of your day.
And Aaron had moose in there, and I think you're dumb if you take it off.
No, there's one better.
Ooh, what is it?
What is it?
Shark!
Okay, if I see a shark, I'm not unexpected. I'm pissed. I'm running for the hills.
You're telling everyone.
Now I see what.
But so far, these are all land animals.
Yeah, he's worried that you just threw that out.
I don't know.
He wasn't thinking about it.
Well, for those of you who were
of the list,
right?
If you were regrettably doing something more entertaining a while ago, we'll recap quickly the bottom five.
Yes. Skunks, very rare to see. Frog, raccoon, big deal. Bat. And number six was cardinal, which I forgot how many bird haters there are in the room. Maybe that's the problem.
So is a cardinal black with a little bit of red on it?
No, it's just red.
It's all red.
It's like a
blue jay, but red.
No one has ever actually seen a cardinal. I don't think they're real.
I've seen bald eagles, and I have not seen cardinals.
Yeah, I've seen bald eagles, too.
Yeah, I feel like you see those more than a cardinal.
We had a bald eagle drop a snake on us.
What? No way.
What?
It was a dead snake. But like,
I wouldn't... cardinals aren't necessarily a Colorado kind of... bird.
Okay. Way to stay local, idiot. Okay.
Well, if it's local, I have to take sharks off.
Yeah. And she's an armadillo.
They're like bunch crunchy of morons possums. In the room. I hate them.
Okay. All right, let's keep going
let's get this over with. Number five, the number fox.
Fox,
a nice orange fox.
Yeah, I have a picture of a fox on my fence.
Really? Well, that's what I'm saying.
You
it's
took
so big.
A picture because you needed to show someone.
I'm agreeing that it was unexpected.
Okay.
That's a good
thing. And here's the thing. We're not allowed to put real tall fences, but they're 5.5 feet tall.
Wow.
So whatever, with a flat board on top. And the fox is in my backyard. And I'm like, oh my God. And it's just like, boop.
Yeah.
Like on the fence. Like not like a scramble up the fence a little bit and try to. It was like, boop. Like, whoop. It's vertical is like crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that picture.
Yeah.
For you.
Please, thank you. I feel like you see wolves a lot, but the fox.
I think it's the opposite. I see foxes like every other night.
Or like coyotes.
Okay, I do
every
see those
other
off.
Night.
There's coyotes in my neighborhood.
Same. No, but she said foxes.
Oh. You see that many?
Yeah.
If you're
there's
out at
a
night,
lot of foxes and there's a lot of coyotes in my neighborhood.
Is it a red hair thing, do you think? Are they attracted to you?
Could be. I have a weird question about this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody in the room happen to know what does the fox say?
Ring, ring.
All right, that was number five.
Number four, the swan.
Oh my gosh!
Can
yeah.
you imagine seeing
you're back
a swan?
Now.
Yeah, I'm so this bad. Is.
Can you imagine?
Just open its wings.
Thank yeah. you. Yes.
There's a swan occasionally at PP Park.
Really? Okay.
See. You're a big swan.
Oh my God!
Guy.
As a total side note, there's some other community in some other city. Where they literally drew, it's exactly like my community. The community is a PP. They even made like things to the fountain. I will show it to you.
Wow. Okay.
But in my community, my park is shaped like a.
I want to point out that
and there's a swan.
I said, you're Mr. Pond and you see frogs. And then you're like, no, I don't even have a pond. And then you're like, but there's a swan nearby. You have water
but
nearby.
But it's clear that's not by my house. But I have run over frogs. When I first... like with my mower, like you don't know they're
with
in the
your mower.
You don't know that they're in the grass. You don't know, and you're just happy. You got to back me up. There are times when like you mowed when you were young, and like you're just mowing, and all of a sudden it's like, ring, and you're like, what
no!
was that?
Oh.
I'm not sadistic. I didn't do it on purpose.
Right. It's happened to snakes, and even worse, Erica, a little den of baby bunnies.
Yeah,
because they're just so deep in the grass, you don't.
You don't
realize,
it's like,
yeah.
And it's like,
it's really common on the bunnies.
Horrifying.
No.
Yeah. I don't want you to not be on my side after this.
Okay.
Okay.
What was that, number three?
That was four, the swan. We're in the top three.
Ugh.
One of Aaron's guesses
Ooh.
Is in the top three.
Yeah, but she took it away. She took it away. She took it away. She took it away.
Is
she doesn't
the
get
right
this point.
Guess.
No,
I don't know.
It's Moose. Moose is on the list. I will bet everything. I'm all in on Moose.
Okay, so are you betting like the name of the show or
sure.
No.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not in charge of that.
Number three, the horse.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes.
That is so dumb.
A horse.
You live in Colorado. I see horses every single day.
And when you're driving, don't you say out loud?
Horse.
Now I'm like, cows? Every time I drive by a cow, I'm like, cow!
Especially baby cow. Baby cow!
Oh,
and if it's a wild horse, that's even crazier. Oh, my sister gets them by her house.
No, that one's dumb.
No, it's
there's so many people who live like in the rural areas, like whatever.
Yeah, but how was your day? We drove by some horses.
Horses eat, right?
Hey.
Right. And I do that every time we drive by.
Oh.
Like I'm just driving down the road and I'll look over at whoever's in the passenger seat and go, hey. And they're like, what? I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Hey.
So it's a highlight.
No, it's not.
Yes, horse, because listen, you still I'm make out. A point
no.
to turn yeah. to the person in your passenger
Do you?
Seat.
No, just the hay, not the horse.
The horse.
I see. Okay. You're done. You don't understand Coloradoans.
No, like, I need to know which one of my guesses was saying. Yeah.
It's moose. I'm telling you right now, and it's probably number two.
Slacker, you're going to be back on my side with this. Number two, the moose.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the man. Moose should have kept the original guess. I've started sweating bullets.
I can't
bullets
believe number one is going to be armadillo, but.
Looks like the show is still the Slacker Show, isn't it?
You have no control over it anyway.
Yeah.
Number one, do we have any guesses? The most unexpected animal. You're sticking with armadillo.
You have some of the dumbest things on this list, so it's going to be something that's not unexpected.
It's going to be a dog.
Ow.
A dog?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's because
I saw a dog today.
Yeah.
The fact that horse is on this list, you've been...
It's always exciting.
It is not. I see them every day.
And it's still exciting. It's every not time exciting you see a dog out all. And about.
They're just standing there like...
Being cute.
No,
dogs?
Horses.
Oh.
I feel like you see cows a lot. I feel like you see more llamas or in like the
weird like... Are you about to tell us that number one is llama?
No.
All right, well, we're out of time, so we'll have to do number one at this time tomorrow. Okay, just do it. Just rip the band-aid
number
off.
Number one, the most unexpected animal. You're definitely telling someone when you see an owl.
Ooh.
No, it's...
Ooh. Oh, sorry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This is for everyone in the room and also beyond. Every time.
Why?
Speaking.
Just something about when Erica starts talking. I don't know why. I find
it's
it
like
so funny.
When it's silenced to just me.
That really gets weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is for everyone in this room and also people in their cars.
Okay.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a baby?
You nurture it.
I'm
guessing not whatever you did.
For context, I am a childless woman.
Uh-huh.
And I have a baby staying with me for the next like 4 days.
Oh, wow.
What do you do with a baby?
Okay. Yeah.
How old is the baby?
5 months. She's 5 months old. My first time meeting her.
What are you?
Just coming by herself.
She just landed at DIA. She's going to take an Uber to the house. My sister and her husband are here as well.
Okay. But are you asking, where do you store it? Or
we've got all
do
the
you
necessary.
Have the like kennel next to Swanson's in your closet?
In the closet.
And that's just where she's going to go.
You know, there was a time when I lived in a drawer in a hotel. When my parents, when we moved, I was like 6 months.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
That was your bed?
Yeah, we stayed in the hotel and they pulled the drawer out and that was my little bed. And my dad says when I was too loud, he would shut it. I don't know if that's true. It's probably true. I'm kind
of
loud.
These are not the type of ideas we're looking for.
Oh, but it, look at me.
You know what? I know what
Indeed.
Not to do now.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's more like, you know.
Are you asking, can you take her to a brewery? Like, you take your dog to breweries. Are you asking, can you do that? Like, what are you?
We're taking the baby to the brewery. This is the first time. My other sister has two young kids. She visited last year in a different city.
Okay.
And they were old enough to, like, run around and play with things. So that's so different than a five-month-old baby who just is going to look at me and be like. You know? Like
exactly. That's all you have to do.
Poop her pants. Yeah.
So okay. Then
so what do I do with the baby?
You just
whatever you would normally do.
Yeah.
Give her some tummy time. Send her on her way.
Do you think she'd like the zoo? I don't know.
Can we get her on the phone? I feel like I don't know this baby well enough.
I want to help you. I mean, do you want people to text in some pro baby tips?
Some really good things to do around the Denver area with a baby.
Mm-hmm. I would say not specifically to Denver, but whatever you're doing, you try to plan the car ride for when they'll be kind of napping anyways. Mm. Then you can squeeze more in that way.
Okay, yeah. Okay. My sister said she'll nap on her. She'll nap in the little front-facing chest thing.
Oh, okay. Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or in the stroller.
So you got like a good baby.
As far as I know, never met her. Oh, yeah. I just, you know, the best part is my sister might be in the car right now and could be listening
and
to this.
Probably booking a flight back home.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I've got a story for Jeff Bezos. If you want to make a bunch of money, you want to become a rich guy, I've got an idea for you.
Oh, he's art. Okay. I have a secret for you, but I'll tell you. Yep.
Yeah. I've got a story of a real idiot.
Oh, it is stupendously stupid stories. So. Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right. This story comes out of Texas.
You don't try.
I almost don't know where to begin with this. So a woman's home was burglarized.
Burgled. Somebody burgled my home.
She called the police and she posted pictures of the thief from her cameras and such.
Oh, nice.
On a community Facebook page. And she wrote, "Anyone know who this trash is robbing my house when I'm out of town? All that is mine, even the bike of all the stuff that the burglar, who was a woman, by the way, I feel like it's pretty rare, was taken.
Okay.
It is rare.
Okay.
I feel like most crimes are committed by men. I feel like most robberies.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is a step forward.
Equality.
You guys are finally catching up. Welcome.
So here's the issue and why I said a real idiot is that the thief saw the post.
Nope.
Oh, no.
And did not like being called trash.
Shut.
She apparently responded saying, "People need to mind their own business. This woman called me trash in her Facebook post just because I broke into her house and stole some stuff.
She said this?
She don't even know me, but thinks it's okay to call me trash."
When you post on Facebook, your username is on there, correct?
Yeah, her name is Misty Cape.
People need to mind their business. Lock up your bikes, otherwise
people
are gonna
know me.
Oh, my God. And, I can't.
She's wanted for theft of property valued between $2,500 and $30,000.
And the police know who she is because she posted.
Yeah.
You guys are catching up. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Right. My story, it's out of India.
Not Florida.
Who's
not
got Florida. The courage?
Nope. There was a notorious package thief who got caught. So what happened to him is he stole a package, as he was known to do.
Okay.
He got it home when all of a sudden the package started making a lot of noise and kind of shaking and going, what's going on? Like a loud, loud noise.
Oh.
He couldn't turn it off. What happened was the homeowner put a tracking device in a package and set it out there as a trap.
Oh, with a bunch of noisemakers or something.
So once they said, that package is stolen, they activated the tracking device, which then started all the noise.
No.
And
I love this.
He's trying to dismantle it, get it to stop making noise, as police just calmly drove over, knocked on the door. Oh. They can hear the noise coming out of there. Said, "Excuse me, sir.
Oh, my God.
We found you."
Bezos,
this is awesome. Every package can have some sort of
little noisemaker inside.
Tracking device.
Yeah, I like it.
It's $2.99.
Extra.
It's $2.99 extra. Wow, okay, I'll go. I like it.
Those were all the stupid people and women you could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We need to talk about imposters. Like,
is there one among us?
No. Did you see the Justin Bieber dude?
Oh, yes.
I did see that, actually. Yeah.
From a distance, that was Justin Bieber. You get up close, he's just not quite as...
Did he get on stage and perform?
Dude, he did. Stop. He rolled into some hotel in Vegas. I think the Wynn. Like, in between the Wynn and the Encore's, a whole bunch of, like... Mm-hmm. Kind of clubs, like XS is the one. Yeah, that was where he was.
XS, so fun. Used to go there when I was young.
The Chainsmokers were like the house DJ.
Don't even get me started. That's like my favorite band. Okay, anyway.
Okay, can I just help you out with some? Not a band.
Right, my favorite DJ.
There you go.
There we go.
But so he rolls in, they entourage around him, they get him VIP service, he goes, gets up on stage with the DJ. The DJ eventually like starts playing his tracks.
Oh, and he's my up there. Gosh.
I saw footage of him going like, he's basically doing the let the crowd sing because he can't sing.
Right.
Right.
It's like, is it too late now to say sorry? And then finally somebody figured.
He ran up a $10,000 bar tab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's so dumb.
Is it Griffin who was the DJ? That's like a well-known DJ.
Yeah. Well, he bought it. He let him up in the booth and he's like, hey, man, you wanted to sing some of your stuff? He's like, sure. So he's out there. He's doing all the right mannerisms. He crushed it.
He had the outfit down, too. Like, did he had his tattoos? Calvins and stuff.
Yeah, loose, mm-hmm. no shirt. When he was on stage.
Yeah, he had some tattoos, I think. I don't know what they're real or whatever.
They were drawn in the right spots on his. Wow. I don't think they were real, but it's like enough so that.
Oh, my gosh.
How
many people do you think haven't heard this story who were there that night? And they're just like, we saw Justin Bieber.
Oh,
it's like, we saw him. He just came in. And they're telling everyone.
Yes. He just, his mouth is wrong.
Oh.
Everything else, like if you see the pictures of him from afar, you're like, that's Justin Bieber. But then when you get up to his face, it's like, But I mean, I would have bought it.
The confidence of this man.
Once it starts working. Now, listen, this is to a lesser extent. But at one point, we were all partying in Vegas and we tried, like, if you don't have reservations at some of the places, you're not getting in.
They're especially
like,
as a group of dudes.
Yeah, you're just a group, 100%. We just wanted food. We go to this place, they're like, like 11:30, we can get you in. It's like, we're hungry now. What?
Pull me.
So finally, we got the idea of them to be my posse and we rolled up to the Grand Lux Cafe, which is not even fancy. And they're like, 11:30. And was like, that's Todd Daughtry, Chris Daughtry's brother. And they're like, right this way, sir. And like,
is Todd Daughtry a person?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. I just, with the shaved head, kind of the rocker skinny jeans and boots and whatever, they were like, he's got to be Chris Daughtry.
They tried Justin Bieber the first time and they're like,
oh. No, but it worked.
Yeah. The DJ.
Oh, wow.
No, nobody's done that. Have you been an imposter?
This is going to sound so spoiled. I went on a trip after my senior year of high school with like a bunch of my girlfriends. We went to Hawaii and I decided that on that trip, anyone we met, my name is Stevie.
So you didn't make yourself change your name.
Didn't make myself famous. There was just a group.
That's still, you're being an imposter, so you can do terrible things. Stevie can do whatever Stevie wants.
Yeah, and Stevie wore glasses. It was a real weird time.
That's the most like wholesome imposter I've ever heard of in my life.
My alter ego reads.
Yeah. She was just like a smart, cool girl.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're doing it wrong. Like you don't dumb down your imposter ego. You go up. Up with it.
Who would you say I should have impostered as?
You can be
Stevie.
Said
that you used to get mistaken for Ashley Tisdale.
I don't know if I was mistaken, but people said I looked like. I should have pulled, I'm her younger sister who's going to be in High School Musical 4.
There you go.
I don't know why you did the thing with the hands.
Because we're all in this together.
Got it, but we're on the radio.
Well, sometimes there's video.
I'm saying, I think we should take calls from people who've been an imposter, but you don't have to just do celebrities.
Right.
Yeah. Like you could pretend to be... anything. Like you pretend, I hate this one, but pretend to be military.
Pretend to be a firefighter.
No, but I think they're like, this is a terrible thing, but I know somebody, I feel like we've talked to people like this, pretend to be disabled.
Oh my gosh.
To get those seats at a concert.
Stop.
That's messed up.
Or to Disneyland, you get, you're like, come on up. Come to the front of the line. Now, if you're one of those people, we'd probably VD you so people don't hate you.
Voice disguiser, yeah.
But if you've pulled something off as an imposter or if somebody's been an imposter to you, like you fell for the Justin Bieber thing, we want to hear your best imposter moments. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
My parents, on their first date ever, they went to Turkey Days. Big shindig there.
What? That big thing in Iowa. Yeah, the Iowans will know about that.
Yeah. Turkey days. Yeah.
Turkey legs.
All things turkey.
Okay.
And there was like a party afterwards where they went to. And so they stop and then they pay the guy and they go in. And then later on, they realized there's no admission for this party.
Oh,
that's just some guy out front taking money from people.
That's pretty smart.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. He's just like, it's $5 or whatever. What? Like each just there was a line forming. He just took everyone's money and he just walked away.
Oh, my gosh.
He impostered the door guy.
Speaking
at
of this,
turkey days.
Yeah, at turkey, and there's a lot of turkey there.
This,
a lot of money going
on. I
around.
Remember this being a story in Denver. Somebody just got a valet shirt.
Oh, no.
And just he stole a car out in front of like one of the nice steakhouses.
No.
Just kind of stood back till all the valets were busy.
Wow.
And then just like walked up and the guy like rolled up in his Mercedes and like tossed him the keys. And it's like,
oh no.
Like you just do that. You just get some guy in a nice polo that says valet on it. You're going to hand him your car.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
And he didn't know until he came back. I was like, I'm the Mercedes AMG, whatever. It's like, we didn't park your car, bro.
Wow.
Did we give you a ticket? It's like, no. It's like, but I gave you my keys. It's like,
wasn't
gave it to some guy.
They just went back
no.
and watched the footage. It was like, that guy doesn't work here. He's just got a valet.
My God.
That's Todd Daughtry.
All right. Well, if you've been an imposter or been fooled by one, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for imposters. Mm-hmm. People who've done terrible things in the name of whatever, like the Justin Bieber dude. Sonia?
Yay.
Imposter. What happened?
So this person texted me pretending to be a guy that I dated. And they were like, I don't remember you. Can you send me photos? And I thought it'd be funny to send provocative videos of me and the guy. Like, here's something to rub your memory. And turns out it was his girlfriend. So that got really awkward. But she texted me. I don't know.
She got your number from his phone, was so jealous that she texted you.
And saying, I got a new number.
I texted him like, hey, how are you doing? I don't know where this number texted me. She was like, I got a new number. She's like, but who's this? And I'm like, you know who this is. They're like, no, I don't remember. Can you send me photos? And
you're like, girl.
Everything went sideways.
That is dark.
Did you know that he had a girlfriend?
I had no clue, honestly. Okay.
See, she was testing. Yeah.
She was, but like,
the other
why did
was.
You keep the videos and stuff? Get rid of that stuff.
For this exact purpose.
Yeah.
She got in trouble.
Okay.
He probably got in trouble,
Yeah.
That happens
That is
so
none
much.
Of Sonia's business.
You're right. Thank you, Sonia. What? Was there a baby in the background at the very end there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Or it was just her laugh.
Yeah.
And now you're calling her a baby. So
can we all pull it back together and finish the show? James. James.
Yay.
Imposter, what happened?
In college, the cops came knocking on the door. They asked where James was. I said he was passed out on the couch. They picked my brother up, handcuffed him, and took him to jail. 2 hours later, I had the most angriest phone call I have ever received in my life.
From your brother, who was in jail.
Oh, my God. So James, why were they looking for you?
It was a stupid bench warrant. Back in the day, it was stupid.
Yeah. But you put your brother in jail.
That's what brothers do.
Has he forgiven you?
He was passed out. He was perfect. I took a shot in the dark, and it worked.
Has he forgiven you?
Told me to come pick him up.
He would not.
No way.
Forgive this fool.
In 15 to 20 years, he'll forgive him.
Thank you, James. Sarah?
Yai.
Imposter. What happened?
Okay, so I thought this only happened in movies, but I was at my sister's wedding 2 months ago.
Okay.
And there was this guy there who was like, I didn't really know who he was, but he was chatting people up. He seemed like, I just thought maybe it was someone's cousin, like the other family's cousin or something like that.
No, but that, like, I've been at weddings where I'm like, they must be on the bride side. Oh, they must be. Like, you could navigate a wedding.
Okay.
And, okay. Just,
I just wanted to make sure she wasn't thinking about hooking up with her cousin.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You still, legally.
No.
You can.
Okay. Sorry, Sarah.
It depends on what state we're in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Inebriated.
God. So he even gets up and like does a speech that was like very sweet. And the next day at brunch, we're chatting. I'm chatting with my sister and I talk to my new brother-in-law and I'm like, oh, who was that guy? Like, was he one of your cousins? And all of us realize that no one knew this guy. Like, totally random.
And someone handed him a mic?
To this day, don't know where he came from.
Oh, yeah, I'll give the mic to anybody.
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. But it was a good speech. He wasn't, like, an idiot.
No, I mean, it was a sweet speech. You know, it was a pretty, like, generic wedding speech.
That's what I was going to ask. Did you have any...
super generic, like, your future's bright.
How bold is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you skulk... When you're being an imposter, if you like hang on the like perimeter, you're going to get caught. Because then you look like, why? But if you're in the thick of it, everybody's like, I love this guy.
True.
He's just in, like, you would never think.
This is like my worst nightmare.
I'm making this happen.
No, Slacker. Unless you hire someone good.
But, yeah, I will.
But Sarah, was your sister upset or did she find it funny?
Well, because it was in retrospect, we found it funny.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but she's out 70, 100 bucks for a plate. Like, the guy ate and drank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's already, like, predetermined.
It was the face dial, so, you know, it ended up being fine. And then,
they're not, like, counting heads of who's drinking.
I know, but you're still at the end of the day.
Open, so, who knows? He might have bought some cocktails and, you know, helped the bartender out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. That's an awesome night.
So, that's all that matters.
Thank you, Sarah. Ashley?
Yay.
Imposter, what happened?
Well, I don't want to say what arena in town, but in case I get in trouble, but my dad used to work security, and a friend and I took two of his jackets and got into the show we wanted to go to. And
wait, this is a jacket that says security on the back?
Yes.
Well, it's like the specific. Yeah.
Well, who's stopping them? They're secure. It's like, they're
an amazing point.
There's got to be. Are you saying?
Because they're walking in. They don't have all the gear yet because they need to check in.
And so you just walked, like, nobody ever put their hand up or you just strolled right by everybody.
Yeah. We got in and we. We like wore outfits that made us look like we were also working security.
So then you take the jacket off and then watch the show? So people...
Yeah, I mean, we got backstage too. And...
Okay. Oh, wow. I mean, you do anything with the right amount of confidence and they'll let you through.
All right, Benson, we need a strip search.
No, you didn't find that one.
Why not?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been in places I shouldn't have been in because I just walked.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how did you get here?
The Slacker Show.
All right, it's time to talk about it's miraculous stories, really. I thought it was gone forever. Tiak loves it if the stories are about a ring that you lost.
They're all rings. We can take a couple.
We will take rings, but we want other things. Because there's something about, like, when you get married, Erica, are you going to engrave your ring?
I don't know. But
I've been married more than once, never engraved the rings. But it turns out so many people engrave the rings, like,
with,
you know,
what?
Like M and G.
Right. Or like the date.
And then the date. And then, like, if you lose your ring, then, like, the sanitation worker down in the, like, manhole goes, like, this is a wedding ring from M and G. And they got married on 3/17, 2006. And then they look it up, like, they take the time to look it up. Like, your class ring, a lot of times people would, like, put... T-Hack, class of...
Do you want me 09? To say?
Sure.
09.
Yeah.
Wow.
Same age as my sister.
Really?
Yeah, weird. Feeling fine in 09.
But again, it's important. We don't want just ring stories.
Right.
Yes, other things.
We got talking about it because this dude, somebody mailed a postcard. and it apparently never got to where it was going. And the post office just returned it to the person who sent it.
Yeah, and they sent it like 3 weeks ago.
72 years ago.
What?
Where do you think 72? That thing was? Where was it?
And how 72? Did it get back? Don't you mail a postcard from somewhere else?
But you would still put the return address.
You'd put your return address?
Yeah, yeah, so if I was like in Italy and I was like, I'm going to send Aaron Tiak and Slacker a postcard, I'd put my address as a return.
You would.
Yeah.
Mm. So this person is now 88 years old. It's Alan Ball. Wow. He sent it to his parents, Frederick and Elizabeth Ball.
Wait, and his parents are probably gone.
Probably.
They for sure are.
It was 72 years delayed.
And unless he's his parents.
Let's do some math there, Erica. Maybe he went to the cemetery and read it to them. He was.
He doesn't even remember mailing the card, though.
Yeah.
That's even better.
The post office actually used genealogists to find this dude.
What?
Because now he lives in Sandpoint, Idaho. Oh, your people.
No.
You know, the postcards, when we traveled recently and I got a couple of postcards for my kids when we got home and I gave it to them and they were just like, what's this? Like, there's nothing cool about postcards anymore. Nobody
to the kids.
Yeah, the kids are like, okay. I'm like, but I was somewhere else and I got this for you. And they're like,
it's a picture.
Yeah.
God, you're so right.
Like, could you have bought Legos or something?
Yeah, they
like,
want something tangible. Even my daughter used to get a keychain every time. And now she's like, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's not. Like, I
used to love going through and buying postcards though, like Hawaii, and I'd get them and I would send them to friends.
I stole a couple from Harry Potter World.
Okay, all right.
The Warner Brothers.
Can we get back to what we're talking about?
Yeah. I got something.
All right, we're gonna take calls from people. One or two rings, but if you lost something, you could lose a dog and they got back. They finally found the chip. There's plenty of stories like that. What did you think was gone forever, but it came back? 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
My sister and I shared together a hamster growing up. Okay. And Teddy was an interesting boy. He was always causing a ruckus. We'd put him in his ball. He'd roll somewhere in the house.
You are using words like you're a 90-year-old woman.
Well, he was such a card.
Well, Theodore.
Teddy. We'd like put him in his little hamster ball, and he would go through the house like we just had no idea where he was. One morning, we wake up. We had moved Teddy into the bathroom in the middle of the night in his enclosure, I guess his cage. And I think he was making noise. We were like, ugh. So we moved him. We wake up. Teddy is nowhere to be found.
Teddy's gone.
Teddy has escaped.
Teddy's left the building.
Yeah. And
Teddy's a part of the furnace system in the house. Teddy's dead.
Teddy's gone. Thought it was gone forever. So you can imagine. So we're like frantically looking for him. Can't find him. My mom's like, you have to get ready for school. You have to go to school. She picks us up. Teddy was back in his cage. Hours
later.
What? No idea. On a holiday.
No idea what happened. Think maybe he got hungry or thirsty and he knew where to go.
He came back to his cage.
Or he was buried under all the stuff.
That's
we don't
what I
know.
Was thinking.
He may have dug himself down. But Teddy later got mites and died.
Then he was gone forever. Right.
And then he was gone forever.
So if you're going to call in with a story, can it have a couple of elements that I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is actually gone for sure, right? And then when you get it back, even if it was gone, it doesn't immediately die.
No, not immediate. We had him for years, man. This hamster, in fact, he reminds me a lot of my dog.
Well, speaking of that, there was a slow-moving escape artist, a Shelly, a 20-year-old tortoise, vanished from her family's garden on July 9th. She was gone for 16 days.
Whoa.
She made it like
here's
a mile.
Here's the thing. You got to be able to see a turtle. I mean, they're not moving.
Yeah. Or they're moving slowly, but someone walks outside and is like,
hey, isn't that
Shelly? There goes a turtle.
They can move pretty fast. Although I don't know about leopard tortoises.
How big is a leopard tortoise?
She appeared 3 miles away, you guys.
What?
3 miles away.
Oh, she's a little one. She can move quickly.
Okay. A farmer thought she was a rock. She started moving. Shelley's escape had actually been in the news because there's literally nothing else going on in Devon, England. They drove to an ice cream parlor and met the guy there.
Cute.
Wow.
So it can be your dog. It can be some like weird book. It can be
your hamster.
Very few rings. It can be your hamster who was just buried.
No. We think cedar he was gone.
He wasn't gone, Erica. He wouldn't have got back in his.
Yeah.
Yours is the worst.
We left it open for him.
Jack, if somebody called with that
don't
story.
Don't make me do this. Don't make me do this.
Would you let that call
I
through?
Think the phone's ringing. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was gone forever. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for your stories about rings you've lost and the way they came back to you.
Other things.
I thought it was gone forever. What?
I just want to say, someone else texted in. They had a hamster who escaped, returned over a month later.
It was under the cedar chips. Yeah, yours was gone while you were at school.
It was a long time for a kid like me.
The texter, that sounds like a different hamster. That sounds like a parent was involved.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the decoy hamster. Jody.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
So I lost my cell phone. We were at the sand dunes. It was one of the high flow times. I had it in my back pocket. We were playing in the river. Realized it was gone. I freaked out because it had all my kids' pictures on it. So we were frantically looking at, like, maybe it got caught in rocks. We couldn't find it at all. I was calling it just to see continuously, and somebody picked it up about half a mile down this heavy flow.
What?
And
answered it?
Yeah, it's waterproof, so.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Hey. Hello, it's Mish.
What? Really?
I have no idea how that could possibly happen. How? I don't know.
So then you just hoofed it down the river and got it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is.
That's a really great story. Unfortunately, it doesn't involve a ring. So
that was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff?
Yay.
Yay. Thought it was gone forever. What do you got?
It was my wallet. I was living with my dad in an apartment, and he had a post office box, didn't use the mail from there. And I looked everywhere, and all of a sudden he comes up to me and goes, hey, here, this was in the post office box. I'm like, you're kidding. The money, everything in it. Oh, I'm like, This is amazing. I couldn't do anything about finding out who did it or what, but came back to me.
That's so nice. Was your address on it that address?
No, my address was at the apartment. And
that doesn't make sense, because you know you can put a wallet in a mailbox. If you find a wallet and you just walk, if there's a mailbox on the side of the road, just put it in the mailbox.
What?
And they will mail it to...
For free, they will handle it.
Oh, that's very cool.
My name wasn't attached to the post office box.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
It's like someone knew.
It had to be somebody that knew my dad. It had to be.
Yeah, somebody was like, okay, this idiot, don't send it to him.
I know where his dad lives.
Yes,
so.
I'm going to send it to his.
Gosh.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you, man. Danielle.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
It was my 15-year-old dog.
Oh. No.
What happened?
The family, we went to a restaurant in Dillon, and he jumped out of the car when we were done, and we drove, and we made it through the tunnels, and my kid's like, the dog's not here. It was 9 o'clock at night. We called the restaurant. They're like, what does he look like, and what's his name? He's a black dog, and he's deaf.
Oh my God. He's in the night, a deaf dog.
A black deaf dog at night in a parking lot in Dillon.
Huh. And what happened?
They found him. He walked in and went to the bar and got a burger.
Wait, sorry, your dog or your husband?
Are you serious?
He walked into the bar. Somebody gave him a burger and they got him.
He smelled the bar.
Sorry, I had to ditch that family. Right there.
That is the greatest story. Wow. Grayson.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
Yeah, so my brother and his wife, it was his fiance at the time, they just got engaged, and the ring was actually my late mother's ring.
There we go.
And ring so stories. It was about a 5-day trip, and they lost it on the very first night. And it was on the beach, too. So we spent the next 3 or 4 days trying to find this. And, like, we spent, like, basically our whole trip trying to find this ring. And I never gave up hope. I was telling them, like, we are going to find this. Like, don't worry about it. And it was about 3 or 4 hours before our flight was leaving. We ended up finding it with a metal detector. Some guy came out and had a metal detector. He found it, and all was well. We found it, and yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's just flat out.
Yep.
Wow. That is incredible. Thank you, Grayson. Demi.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
When I was about 5 years old, my mom and I went to a hotel in Vail, and I brought this little black stuffed animal dog that came with me everywhere. Well, I left it there and left, and we called housekeeping, couldn't find it. They said it was gone forever. Well, 5 years later, I was yard selling with my grandma in Arvada, Colorado.
Shut up.
I found it, and I knew it was mine. But my initials on the piece.
You're lying.
So someone...
No!
Someone found it and then loved on it for 5 years and then sold it in Arvada.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. It was meant to come back.
What are the odds of you going to that yard sale?
Yeah.
This is...
I don't like that you said loved on it, though.
I still have it.
Would you rather that poor little dog be sad those whole 5 years?
Right, the dog is okay, Aaron. Don't
Yeah.
Okay. Don't
I didn't
do
mean
this.
Loved on it.
It's just, you I mean like the phrasing.
It was a little kid who loved on it.
Loved on it. Jen?
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever. What happened?
Well, years ago, my mom sold her wedding dress, and I came across it when I was just browsing at Goodwill the other day.
What?
Huh?
How do you know it was hers?
Because, you know, you can have, like, the tag customized with your name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when you go to camp.
Please tell me you... bought it.
Yeah, you bought it, right?
They gave it to you for free, right?
You're like, this is my last name. Hello.
You haggled with them.
Can you haggle at Goodwill?
No.
Oh. I got a good price, but I of course I had to buy it. Yeah.
So you're just, are you in the market for a wedding dress, or you just were like, let me just look at wedding dresses random? Like, you,
they're usually like mixed in with the dresses at Goodwill.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So you, sundress,
prom dress, wedding dress.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful kind of simple dress. So I guess you technically could wear it for another occasion, but I'm hoping that my boyfriend proposes. So
you're gonna wear it?
Why not? Or use parts of it?
That's like, yeah. Destiny that's told yeah. you.
It came back to you and said, this is yours.
Hi.
It's your time.
Okay. Do you know how many Goodwill stores there are just in Colorado?
No,
like,
I know.
I mean, the odds of you going in, like, and no one else bought it?
Yeah.
Like, it was meant for you to find it.
I think so.
Well, make sure to wash it.
Okay.
Before I
would... Yeah.
Well, is your mom alive?
Yes.
So she knows.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. She's excited. So, fingers crossed.
Oh. You should tell her that you're not going to wear it.
And then wear it. That's awesome.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.